It's what is called a relational database. ACT is not a relational database. And a relational database is what you need because there are tables in a database. And the tables have records and they look something like this. Here's three tables. Does anybody have any idea what you might have in these three tables if you were making phone calls to customers?
Company name.
Okay, exactly. This is the company table. What might another table be?
People.
People at the company. Now, why wouldn't you combine the people at the company and just put it right in the company table?
Because they're individual people within that one company.
That's
they
right.
Just one address for the company.
Exactly. So what Susan just said there is that these people, there could be multiple people in this table that work for one company. So therefore, you'd want one record with the company information, and then you could have 10 or 5 or whatever at the company. So this table here is related to that table there. What might this table be?
Sales.
Okay, you certainly could.
History.
You could have sales in here, sales history.
Personal information as far as the people?
No, that the personal information as far as the people would be here. So you'd have the person's name.
Okay.
And you can have on here information 1 to 255 in access. So you can have name, phone number, so down 255 fields. We have never created a database that used more than 50 fields in here. And that's got the person's birthday, you know, their interest in what products, you know, comments, actions, so on. This could be sales. You could have another table over here, which would be actions. What might a typical action be, Sharon?
Follow up. You know, a follow-up phone call.
Okay, you would list it.
Yeah.
Yeah, made a follow-up phone call, had a discussion, sent them some literature and so on and so forth, so you could immediately see what's going on at this account. You just review this real quickly.
So that's like a note that you would put on.
This would go in here like this.
I'm getting confused.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This would be.
Would that be like maybe their last shipment was late and they called and they were angry?
Right. Something like that. Anything. You could put that into this. The next one might be notes. Now, notes would be similar to actions, except notes would be huge. Notes would be something like this. You got a table of notes. These would be memo fields. Memo fields can be 64,000 characters each. So you could copy a whole letter into that, just Control C, Control V, paste it right into there. Or you could get your email. You know, you probably have in Outlook, you got all your emails, you got your customers, and you send them an email, you just stick it in there and you keep track of it in there. But you could also copy that right into the record so that, you know, you wouldn't want to, every email you send to people, you're not going to keep track of it in your database. But if you send them a proposal and you want to refer to how much we're going to charge you or, you know, specific things that you said, those you might want to copy into here. And in this memo field, you're going to have 64,000 characters. How many characters are there on a page?
I'm like an 8.5.
Yes, roughly.
500?
2,000 maybe?
Wow.
Could be.
Okay.
So 64,000, 32 pages of a letter in each note, and you can have an infinite number of notes. So it's very, very helpful to have that ability to type in, you know, like, had a real good discussion with Susan, we talked about her database, we talked about, you know, and you could just write on and on and on, and so you got a good thing. These things over here, there's up to 255 fields, and you can have up to 255 characters in each field. So you can run out of space. You know, if you want to type something lengthy, But on the other hand, if you only have 255 characters in each field, then you know, you can abbreviate, you know, like, you know, with that, you know, the way the kids do with the texting, you know. How are you with the, you know, U is the U, I know that, and R is an R, I know that. So in an action thing, you can summarize it. So in a relational database, you got your table of companies, the people are related, the sales tree is related, actions are related, and notes are related. That's a relational database. That's what you need to have to make phone calls to. And Microsoft Access is very good at that. And it's a very standard application, and there are a lot of people around that know Access. And that's something that a young fellow like you ought to get into it and learn it.